Welcome back to another episode of TKM Today. Here are your hosts,
Carson Johnson,
Drew Knapp,
Pete Pastorino,
and Jack Albright. Welcome back to our second podcast about To Kill a Mockingbird. Today we're going to be discussing the second part or the middle part of the book, and we're going to start off talking about the characters.
So, we have characters, and a lot of them are changing, and we have some new ones, like Tom Robinson, and he's being accused of raping Myella Ewell, which, and Atticus is defending him in court, and he's probably not going to win, even if he's innocent, because he's black, and everyone's really racist against him.
Yeah, you can kind of tell that he's not going to win, because off the start, everybody's like, ripping on Atticus and stuff like that because he's defending a black man.
Yeah. I feel like if they were both white, it would be a lot different in the court case. And it would make a really big difference. And it makes a big difference just because he's black.
Yeah, and maybe if he was white, then he wouldn't have been accused of raping Myla.
So now we're going to talk about the main character, Scout, and how her point of view affects this story. It affects this story because she doesn't really understand what everything means, so it's kind of confusing to her, so you don't know everything. And we thought it was a connection to this was, like, in The Boy in the Striped Pajamas when Bruno doesn't really know what's going on with Shmuel.
But, like, in contrast or whatever, Scout, she knows, like, she kind of knows what's going on, but she doesn't know all the details. Whereas Bruno and The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, he just had no idea what was going on at all.
And there, another character we talked about in the book is Dill. He's Jem and Scout's friend, and his family life's not very good, and he's ran away multiple times. Jem has changed a lot and has matured throughout the book, and he doesn't hang out with Scout as much and has gotten a lot more mad lately.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because, like, him and Scout were best friends at the beginning of the book, and now they don't eat, like, Scout still likes him, but Jem doesn't really show affection to her at all.
And you can tell how it's affecting Scout because she's sad and she sort of misses the old Jem.
Yeah. The final character we're going to be talking about today is Aunt Alexandria. She recently has come to live with the Finches because Atticus wants her to have, like, a girl influence on Scout so Scout can be more like a girl because she's kind of like a tomboy.
Yeah, so Aunt Alexandria is Atticus's sister, and she's super strict on Scout, and Scout doesn't really like her at all.
And she said that the Finches don't need Calpurnia anymore, that Atticus should get rid of her, and that she said that Aunt Alexandria should stay.
Yeah, it really seems like she doesn't like black people, and she's kind of racist towards them.
And she's sort of like the rest of the town, too.
Now we're going to be discussing probably the most important part of this book. It's the Tom Robinson trial. And as we said before, Tom Robinson, a black man, was accused of raping and beating Myella Ewell. And some important characters in this trial are, of course, Tom Robinson, Myella Ewell, Bob Ewell, Hecate, and Atticus Finch.
And I'm going to go in depth of about these characters. Hecate is the sheriff, and it's the first one to testify. Bob Ewell is Myella's father. He drinks a lot, and he's mean to his kids, and he can be abusive. And Atticus is defending Tom. Myella was allegedly raped, and Bob's daughter, and she's 19 and very lonely. And Mr. Gilmer's the lawyer defending the Ewells.
So Bob Ewell, Milo's father, as you can tell throughout the trial, is really racist, and Atticus sort of shows some clues that how Tom Robinson did not rape her.
Another interesting thing about Bob Ewell is that his real name is Robert E. Lee Ewell, who was like the Confederate general during the Civil War, which means he was really racist, and I think Bob was named after that and raised to be a racist man.
That's a very good connection. I like that.
Thank you.
But some of these clues that confirm that Tom Robinson didn't rape Myella is that Myella had marks on the right side of her face. And
it sort of means that, like,
Tom is left-handed, so he wouldn't punch.
Yeah, he couldn't punch her in the right side of his face if Tom was left-handed. And Tom doesn't even have a right hand.
Yeah, no, Tom is right-handed, my bad, and he doesn't have a left hand.
Because it didn't get cut off when he was...
Yeah. It wouldn't make sense for Tom to hit on the right side of her face when he's right-handed. And Bob is left-handed, so it would make perfect sense for her to have marks on that side of her face.
Yeah, another thing supporting Tom in the trial is that she has bruises on both arms, which isn't really possible because Tom can't hold her down with both hands and, like, beat her.
Yeah, because Tom only has one hand, so how would there be marks on both sides of her body?
And Myella also revealed that she has no friends, she has a drunken father, and 7 unhelpful siblings. And she said that her father was really mean to her when she's drunk, so that means that she probably sexually abuses her.
Yes. She also said that he's abusive at times when he gets drunk.
Yeah. And Atticus had Bob sign a paper, and it revealed that he was left-handed, so it would be easier to hit Myella on the right side of her face.
So now we are going to hear about Tom Robinson's story of what happened.
So he said that he was walking along the street and Myella asked him to come in and fix
the chifero.
Yeah. And she said that she would give him a nickel if he did it. And so he stepped in because part of him felt bad for her because he knew that her life was not very good and that she had no friends. And he came in and started fixing the chifero. And he was up on a step stool, and Myella grabbed him by the waist and brought him down and kissed him. And Bob Ewall came in and got mad at her and said that he was going to kill her. And so Tom ran off, and...
Tom ran off because he was scared. And another part that makes perfect sense is Myella saved up over the course of a year 7 nickels for her family to get ice cream at that time, and they were gone. So it seemed like she wanted to get Tom alone.
So another point of view about this story is Myella Ewell is the victim. Her story is kind of shaky and kind of uncertain, because hers isn't as in detail. She said she was, she asked Tom Robinson to come in and help the chifero, and Tom Robinson just, like, beat her and took advantage of her, which doesn't really make sense because she never said where the kids were, and she said her dad was there, but he, like, ran in.
One of the biggest clues was that the Ewells didn't call a doctor, and
Bob said it was just because he didn't have the money, which shows that he doesn't care. And but it also shows that there was no evidence that Tom raped Myella.
So we're going to wrap up this podcast, but first we're going to tell you that Tom Robinson was found guilty of raping Myella Ewell, which I think is terrible and super unfair, because all the evidence was pointing towards Bob Ewell actually beating up his own daughter, and Tom Robinson just trying to get out of his very sticky situation.
The only thing that went against Tom was his recent being in jail, like, recently. But other than that, there was nothing that pointed towards him being...
At the beginning, there was little hope for Tom to win because he was black and... that Judge Taylor was known for sort of having unusual court sessions.
And he probably shouldn't have gone to jail because he got in a fight with someone but couldn't pay the fine, so they just put him in jail for 30 days instead of having him pay.
Yeah, this just goes to show how big race was a factor in this book.
Yeah. And so, our predictions. What do you think is going to happen, Carson?
I think there will be an appeal, and maybe Tom will win it. Possibly.
I think that he's going to appeal it, and that Boo Radley might have a really important verdict about it and cleared everything up for everybody.
I have a feeling that Boo Radley will come back at some point in the book and become a huge factor in whatever is going on.
Yeah, because he was such a big factor in the beginning of the book, but during the middle, nobody really talked about him that much.
Yeah, it's almost like he's been forgotten, and maybe he'll just come back, surprisingly.
Yeah.
And
so that's all. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. It's a fun period, Shana. I told them, no, it's a fun period.